إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we thank, seek for help, and invoke for forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. A few days ago was the first day of the Islamic New Year, which was the first of Muharram in the year of 1441. Happy New Year to all of you. I pray that the New Year brings peace and blessings to each and every one of you and brings us closer to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then together as a community of believers. During the early years of Islam, the month of Muharram came to include three significant events. The first was the Hijrah, the migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions from the city of Mecca to another beautiful city, Medina. And this took place in the year of 622. This birth of a new Muslim community marked the beginning of Islamic calendar and served as the key turning point for the first Muslims and the future of Islam. The Hijrah also marked the beginning of a new chapter for humanity, where freedom of faith and justice for all became an important principle of the newly founded society and a model for us to aspire to. And the other two historic events took place on the 10th day of Muharram, called Ashura, which will be on September 9th, inshallah, this Monday, this year, a few days later. And historically, after completing the migration to Medina, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam witnessed the Jews of Medina were fasting to celebrate the victory of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his people over the Egyptian Pharaoh. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked his companions to join this fasting tradition to express their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving Musa alayhi salam and his people. On the same day, in the year 680, there was another significant event, but this was sad and heartbreaking. And the Prophet's beloved grandson, Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu anh, was martyred in the battle called Karbala. Again, this was one of the saddest and heartbreaking events in the history of Islam, which we still continue to mourn today. As we commemorate Ashura for Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Hussein radiallahu anh, we are called to recommit to our struggle against all forms of tyranny and oppression, and to seek liberty and justice for all. Now, I would like to share a few of reflections of mine from these significant events. 1,441 years ago, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions left the beautiful city, the beloved city to him, Mecca, for another beautiful city, the city that we called Madinatul Nabi, the city of Prophet Muhammad, his burial city. And he went to Medina. And when we talk about Hijrah, we tend to think this migration was a simple three-day journey by camel between two cities. And unfortunately, we don't give much thought to this great event. By all scales, the migration itself was not an easy journey. Imagine how many of us are truly ready to leave our homes, our families, our businesses, and just go to a new town and start from the scratch. And when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to leave for Medina, the migration was not about saving his life, but it was about saving the message and fulfilling his mission. Staying in Mecca with the oppression from the Meccan people was unproductive for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the environment was extremely hostile towards our beloved Prophet and his companions. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to find a way out, had to find a venue for this message to flourish, and that was to move to a beautiful city again called Medina. And this wasn't just a sudden quick journey to Medina. It was well planned ahead of time. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion, the best friend, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, went through a lot of preparation for this epic journey. Of course, after making sure all the companions safely arrived the city of Medina, they prepared their transportations, planned how to hide their tracks, hired a guide, even appointed the people who would bring them the news from Mecca, and he would bring them the food each night. And there's a part of the journey that each time we hear, it touches our hearts. At some point of the journey, Abu Bakr radiallahu anh stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave called Al-Thawr. This was a cave between the city of Mecca and Medina. They were resting and hiding there from the polytheist of Mecca. But the Meccans were able to trace their tracks to the cave. When the Meccans approached the cave, of course, Abu Bakr radiallahu anh started panicking because he loved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. And he said, "O Prophet, if they look to their feet, they will see us. They were so close." And again, I would like to invite and think with me. Imagine yourself in that type of situation. What would you think? What would you feel? But at this point, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was full confidence, and he had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, "Ma dhannuka bithnain Allahu thalithuhuma." What do you think about the two? The third one is always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can increase the number. What do you think about the third? The fourth one is always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wahuwa ma'akum aynama kuntum." Wherever you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. And then he said this phrase that we still remember, and whenever we hear, we feel the strength of the wording of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana." Do not grieve. Indeed, Allah is with us. That shows the strength of Iman, the faith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the trust of Prophet on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his word and put it in the Quran. In Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. If you do not aid the Prophet, Allah has already aided him when those who disbelieved had driven him out of Mecca. As one of two, when they were in the cave and he said to his companion, do not grieve. Indeed, Allah is with us. فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها. And Allah sent down his tranquility upon him and supported him with the angels you didn't see. وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى. And he made the word of those who disbelieved the lowest. And then وكلمة الله هي العليا. While the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the highest. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah is exalted in might and wise. This beautiful story teaches us the concept of balancing between taking the means and trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. This requires a special mindset that comes with training and constantly self-evaluating our actions. When we have goals, we need to force ourselves to prepare the ultimate, while at the same time praying and pleading to Allah as if you have no means at all. And that is called in the Islamic terminology, tawakkul. Doing whatever you can do at best and leaving the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see and we saw this at best form in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, there are so many lessons to learn from the hijrah, but I would like to bring another one to your attention. And that one is the hijrah teaches us brotherhood and sisterhood. Muslims emigrated from Mecca, they were called al-muhajirun, immigrants, with little or nothing with them. And they were then accepted in Medina with another group of Muslims, and they were called, as you know, Al-Ansar. And the people of Medina shared their houses, food, and whatever they had to help their brethren from Mecca to settle in. It is among the best expressions of brotherhood in the history of humanity. And that is something that Islam taught us. Today, as the world descends into chaos, and life becomes difficult again, it is worth remembering the hijrah that happened 1,441 years ago. And the Quran reminds us as وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. But those who have believed and emigrated and strived in the cause of Allah, and those who gave shelter and aided, it is they who are the believers truly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising both parties, al-muhajirun wal-ansar, and saying that ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa, they are the true believers. For them, lahum maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem, there will be forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and noble provision. And the Quran doesn't stop here. There's another verse from Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 59, verse 9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it to another level by saying that وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. This is a powerful verse. And in this verse, Allah is saying that, and also for those who were settled in Al-Madinah, and adopted the faith before them. They love those who emigrated to them and find not any want in their hearts of what the emigrants were given, but give them preference over themselves, even though they are in deprivation. And whoever is protected from the stinginess of his soul, it is those who will be successful. And there are plenty of Quranic verses that we see that has, we call in the ilm al-tafsir, sabab al-nuzul, occasion of the revelation. And there is a reason for this verse to come. Again, we are talking the early Hijra times. So the verse specifically, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, and give them preference over themselves even though they were in need of that. So this is about Al-Ansar. They preferred giving the needy or people who are in need, in most case, Al-Muhajirun, rather than attending their own needs. And began by giving the people before their own selves. And the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Afdalu sadaqati juhdul muqil." So the best charity is that given when one is in need of struggling. And it fits perfectly for this occasion and the story. And Al-Bukhari recorded that Abu Huraira said, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Allah's messenger, poverty has struck me. That means I'm hungry. I need help." And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a messenger to his home, his wives, to bring something for that man to eat. But they said that they had nothing. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had nothing to give that person in need. That was the character of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he couldn't find anything, he wouldn't stop at that point. And then he said, when he was in the masjid, "Ala rajulun yudayifu hadha al-layla, rahimahullah. Who will invite this person as a guest tonight? May Allah grant his mercy to him who does so." And Ansari man said, "Oh, Allah's messenger, you know, I can help." So he took him his home and told his wife and said to her, "We need to feed the guest of Allah's messenger generously." And then the story is similar again. She said, "We have nothing except a meal for the children." And then the husband said, "Let the children sleep. We'll feed the guest of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And she did what, you know, he asked for to do. In the morning, the companion, the one who hosted this beautiful sahabi at his home, he was from the Ansar and the other one was from Al-Muhajirun. And he went to the masjid and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smiling and he was so happy. And he said, "لَقَدْ عَجِبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَوْ ضَحِكَ مِنْ فُلَانٍ وَفُلَانَةٍ." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so happy with the action of so-and-so and his wife. And then this verse came, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And they give them preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that. Yes, brothers and sisters, the brotherhood that Islam established was very unique and unheard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer to each other as brothers and sisters and the members of this great community, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned at the beginning of my first khutbah, there were two important events took place in the history of Ashura, on Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram. First one is Exodus, and the second one is the martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu an in the Battle of Karbala. Of course, the first event shows how much Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers love Musa alayhi salam. In fact, as you know, he is the most mentioned person and prophet in the Quran. And the second and the saddest and heartbreaking event was the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu an. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established the first Islamic community in Medina. And before he died, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid the social and religious foundations for an Islamic community in religion. But he did not leave a political system, nor did he either clearly designate a leader who could succeed him. And the authority of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina depended not only in his personal charisma and political wisdom, but also, and to a far greater extent, on his prophethood. Obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an essential component of the faith. As Quran said in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 59, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. He said, O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger. If you should believe in Allah and the last day, of course. And that is the best way and best in result. And after the death of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on 632, designating the leaders of the Ummah became very challenging. And it sometimes, unfortunately, led to battle. And one of those battles, the one that I mentioned, was Karbala. And you know, there are so many things to think about these events and reflect upon them and learn from these incidents or the events. First, of course, all the prophets carried the message of Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and submission to him. And Musa alayhi salam is our prophet, and his story is mentioned in several places in the Quran. And our Prophet Muhammad advised us to fast on this day, that we should be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and his people. And the act of loyalty and respect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows to his brother in faith is admirable and beautiful. So do we show loyalty and respect to our Muslim brothers and sisters? And remember this sense of brotherhood every day. And remember the verse from Surah Al-Hujurat, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The believers are but brothers, brothers and sisters. So make the settlement between your brothers. Do not let them fight. Do not let them hate each other. So make settlement between them. And have God consciousness that you may receive mercy. If you hope mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one way to do so. And another thing that I always, when I remember these type of incident, think about the unity of our ummah, the unity of the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited us in Surah Ali Imran by saying, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He said, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together and do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies and he brought your hearts together, and you became, by his favor, brothers and sisters. Following the tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you all to fast on the day of Ashura, which is on Monday, September 9th, and show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he saved Musa alayhi salam and his followers, and then to show our gratitude that we are the followers of all those great leaders, starting from Adam all the way to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And let us take this day to continue to practice our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and pray for the unity of our community, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your family in the year of 1441. Allahumma hab lana minka amalan salihan yuqarribuna ilayk. Allahumma aslih ahwalana. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma aslih ahwalana. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma taqabbal salatana wa siyamana. Allahumma taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim. Amin. Wa aqim as-salah.